Good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Chartok, on a Monday morning, and we're real close to a fund drive, and a lockbox has to get a little bit fuller.
Well, this is really exciting. We'll be starting to give out the exact amount every day from now on. We are over $350,000, David, in the lockbox already. Now, we have 2 weeks to go. We're trying to get halfway in the drive. We hope we can do it, and we'll be making all kinds of announcements about the way that we want to do this. So everybody remember, there's only one reason to do it. Forget about any other reason. We have made this station together. We want to keep it together. If you can do something now, it would be great if we could go halfway through the drive before we even began the drive. That would be terrific. We love you all, and we hope that you'll do what you can to make this happen. On another subject, David, it was incredibly icy coming in this morning. As things warm up, it may get a little bit better. But as that rain hits that cold pavement, you get all kinds of black ice and everything else. So I want everybody to be extraordinarily careful about where they're walking, how they're doing it. Take little tiny steps and sort of bend over. That's the best way to do it, because this is really awful out there.
Be careful. Well, it's Martin Luther King Day, Alan, and recent incidents in Ferguson and New York City highlight the fact that many of the issues that Martin Luther King fought for are still very much alive.
They were. The thing that I've always loved about King is that he was not only concerned about people of color, although he certainly was the champion of that oppressed group who have never been given a decent chance since the Civil War, to be honest with you, and did what he could. But he was also the champion of everybody, of all the people who had no money. I think one of the reasons that he was dangerous to so many people who would have it otherwise was that he really thought that this was a movement that could be generated among both blacks and whites. He was an extraordinary, extraordinary man. You will not see his like again.
Next story is on two fronts. Nationally, President Obama, in his State of the Union address tomorrow, Alan, is expected to seek to raise taxes on the rich to aid the middle class. And in New York, we see the governor, Andrew Cuomo, announcing a number of proposals, including one to raise the minimum wage to $11.50 an hour in New York City and $10.50 elsewhere.
Well, look, the thing about Andrew Cuomo that is so interesting is that there are many of us who have believed that from the very beginning he wanted a Republican Senate. Didn't do what he needed to do, didn't veto the apportionment bill, which he said he was going to do, didn't do so many other things, didn't really campaign the way he ought to. He said he was for a Democratic Senate, didn't do that. Now the Democrats are in the minority, the Republicans are in the majority in the state Senate. We'll have to look very carefully at what they're intending to do. But there is no question that there should be a raise in the minimum wage. New Yorkers just can't live on the kinds of salaries so many are. There's a report out this morning that we are now at the worst time in terms of the division between the haves and the have-nots in history, I think, believe it or not. And so this is just one way of getting there. The president, of course, is waving a red flag in the Republican Congress's face and saying the same thing. They're saying it's a non-starter, but people will remember.